This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. How bright is the brightest thing you see in the sky? As you remember from school, there are forms of electromagnetic energy, such as radio waves, that have wavelengths that can be measured in miles or tens of miles, while at the other end of the spectrum, gamma rays have wavelengths so tiny several could fit across a hydrogen atom. If we could actually see the different parts of the electromagnetic spectrum, the night sky would appear a very different place. The brightest thing you would see outside of our solar system would be a spot in the sky in the constellation Cassiopeia, which is visible to southern Colorado and northern New Mexico listeners year-round in the northern sky. In 1947, early radio astronomers, using the first radio arrays designed to listen to the universe in other than visible light, detected a very bright source of X-rays, which they named Cassiopeia A. Initial observations with optical telescopes showed nothing until 1950, when a cloud of gas expanding at 10 million miles per hour was discovered. Later, at the heart of that cloud, astronomers discovered a neutron star, a freak of nature that is the remnant of a massive supernova explosion. These neutron stars may be only 5 to 7 miles across, but weigh twice as much as our sun. They are the densest and smallest stars in the universe, only a few steps away from being a black hole. And be glad it's 10,000 light years away, because this little neutron star is spewing out X-rays at a rate that would wipe out life on any nearby planet. But any planets would have been blasted to bits when the star exploded, so the X-rays may be the least of the problem in that neighborhood. If you'd like to take a closer look at the stars or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for linked information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.